Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He was the limitless wonder.
I love you. I love you.
Like on Trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with here?
You can call me Ron.
You know what that means. It's time for a little ride on the Limitless Express. Limits, let's go.
Let's jump on, Joe, and let's jump on to what Artie Smith had to say at Steelers mandatory minicamp yesterday. First, starting with what Artie said about the journey with Aaron.
There's a lot. You know, I've gotten to know Aaron outside of football the last couple of years. I mean, you're talking about one of the all-time great quarterbacks and the things he's accomplished in this league. Really enjoyed, you know, obviously getting to know him as a player-coach relationship with the football stuff. Really excited to have him here. It's going to be a fun journey. You know, we're only a couple days in, but he's been awesome.
Will we be getting family FaceTimes with Artie Smith and Aaron Rodgers and Aaron's new wife with Artie's wife? And do you think they'll be eating pastries from Oakmont Bakery late at night as well, or early in the morning after a long film session?
I wrote about this morning for the Post-Gazette Limits, and these two have a previous relationship. I don't know how in-depth it is, but this will be mighty interesting to track, won't it? Everybody's happy in June. We realize that. Both these guys were a little bit sensitive to this issue of how much freedom will Aaron have. Rodgers was asked, you know, are there times where you can see yourself taken over, where you see fit? And he said, I don't understand that last term, take over when I see fit. You know, I've basically been, he almost wanted it to come off like he's been a system guy his whole life, Limits. And then Artie also didn't like that particular subject of, you know, what was the deal with Russell Wilson last year? Did he get his freedom stripped at the line of scrimmage? How about Ben when he was just drawing it up? Do you have the Artie quote from yesterday about that?
Oh, I do.
You know, I know that's a hot-button issue here. It's the first place I've ever been in the NFL. Like, you know, it's a fine, you get a little of the history of a place. And, again, every quarterback's different. Every offensive scheme is different. And, again, I've never had the privilege of working with Ben. And, you know, you're talking about a Hall of Fame quarterback. And, you know, he was here for a long time. And he's a gold jacket player. And I'm not sure I wasn't here how he did things. So, you know, sometimes when you're answering questions, that may be the reference point. You know, a lot of times last year, I'd like, every quarterback I've had, audible is such a vague term. Not to get too deep in the weeds of the scheme, but you're talking about, we've got multiple things that have evolved every year, depending who the quarterback is. And just like we did last year, and it didn't change, you know, with Justin or Russ, and the way we tried to evolve, it didn't change those elements, whether we're talking about cans, checks, alerts, signals. You know, you want to put those in audibles, great. But we never fundamentally changed. I mean, we obviously schematically shifted to try to play a little bit different with Justin and with Russ, but the operation never changed. So whatever fantastical narrative was that we're just calling plays at the line. I don't know the history reference. I just know what we did in Pittsburgh in 24, and that didn't. You know, our issue at the end of the year wasn't good enough, and as a leader, you take accountability, and that's on you. But
Seems like a lot of words from Artie there to really not say
sure
much.
Does. I mean, the story coming from Dulac was Russell Wilson didn't have freedom at the line of scrimmage, certainly not as much as he wanted. The other part of that story is that Russ wasn't playing, the style of ball he wanted to play at the end of the year either, toward the end, that they basically, you know, put the handcuffs on him. That seemed to be the story to me, and we know the story with Ben, which was...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You know, the only time it ever worked when he was with Matt Canada was when they would fall behind and Ben would basically say, forget it, I'll do whatever I want. That's my sandwich. Thank you very much. Limits, I got a Capri sandwich here with French fries. Are you proud of me?
Ooh, are you putting the fries on the sandwich?
No, I'm not, but thank you for asking.
Maybe you should try it.
Listen, Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers are going to have a very interesting relationship here. It may go very well. It may be a better fit than Russ and Arthur Smith were. But it could also blow up. Let's be honest about that. And Rodgers the other day was almost like, oh, you know, I've run a couple 2 minutes in my career. That's when I take over, that type of thing. Well, there's plenty of stories out there. Mercedes Lewis's old tight end, you might remember Aaron complimented him the other day. He was on a Yahoo podcast a couple years ago, Limits, talking about what happened in Green Bay when McCarthy and Rodgers kind of started to go south. This is what Mercedes Lewis said about him going into the huddle one time when Rodgers completely ignored Mike McCarthy. He said, I guess McCarthy called in a play and Aaron was kind of like, nah. He gave a direction and a protection to the line and went. It was a 4-minute offense. He threw a 40-yard bomb for a completion. I'm like, what's really going on? I've never seen anything like that before in my life. So let's not pretend that Aaron Rodgers has never commandeered an offense when he saw fit. My God, he commandeered an entire franchise last year, the past 2 years in New York. So everything's good in June. Let's see what happens when the old game starts in September, Limits. That's all I'm saying. It may work very nicely, and it may not.
I think it's a wonderfully said soliloquy by you there. And, you know, Rodgers, I don't know how much drawing it up in the dirt and running plays that there's going to be. There's going to be some. So the way that his ultimate relationship with Arthur Smith goes is going to be, like you said, it could break the season or it could make the season. And it could make them into a team where maybe they do have a Brett Favre Renaissance type of year. like Rodgers thinks that maybe he can a year removed from the Jets, like Favre did on his third team.
Well, let's also not forget this. I'm still astounded at how many people will tell you that Arthur Smith did really good work here, including Omar Khan went out of his way to say it. If that was really good work, I'd hate to see really bad work. I'll tell you that. The Steelers did not score a first drive touchdown all season. They stunk in the red zone. They were the worst team in football on first down. They were mostly awful in short yardage. Their offense no-showed in the first half of the playoff game in Baltimore. It was embarrassing. And for the first time since the 1-13 Steelers of 1969, they went five straight games without scoring over 17 points. So somebody please tell me how he did a good job here last year. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear that detail. Was it because, you know, they switched quarterbacks, that he was accommodating two quarterbacks? I don't know. I don't get that at all.
Did they think that, you know, him, did he have any part in reining in George Pickens or Najee, who they clearly did not want back? Did Arthur Smith get enough out of Najee, more than they expected, after not picking up his fifth-year option? Could those be excuses for Artie?
No, there are no excuses for Artie. Artie was an offensive coordinator in Tennessee for 2 years and had Michael Blanking Jordan in his backfield. He had an all-time great in Derrick Henry, and they finished 4th and 10th in scoring in Tennessee, 4th and 10th. When he doesn't have Michael Jordan in his backfield, which is 3 years as the head coach in Tennessee, and last year with the Steelers, he's 16th, 15th, 26th, and 26th. So I'm sorry, but I need to see a whole lot more from Arthur Smith to believe that he is a really good play caller when he doesn't have Michael Jordan to hand the ball off to.
And that Atlanta offense too, Joe, like I don't understand. They draft Kyle Pitts so high, and they claim that he is this all-world tight end, and then they don't use him well enough. Bijan, they feed him like they should significantly, but I don't even know if they utilize him well enough. And I keep hearing all this stuff about Drake London as such a fantastic wide receiver. And sure, he puts up pretty good numbers. Like, he's a solid wide receiver, but I feel like Arthur Smith even held him back as well.
Yeah, now he's talking about, oh, we're not going to be running the wishbone around here. You know, we have DK Metcalf, we have Aaron Rodgers. All right, that'll be interesting. Would love to see an explosive pass game. Artie hasn't had many of those in his time in the NFL.
That's right, Joe. The wishbone. The wishbone, yeah. They're not going to run.
We played with a lot of different O-linemen early in the year. You know, some things, we're trying to guys get their feet wet, and so we did run out a little bit more. You'd love to be more balanced. You know, that's obvious, depending on how you want to attack this defense, where you think their strengths. I mean, this is our, I mean, that's the game. It's played every Sunday. And obviously, as your roster evolves, I mean, obviously, we didn't bring Aaron in here and sign DK for all that money to go run the wishbone.
There it was, Artie Smith.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.